Welcome back, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home, part two here on UMFM and on your podcast machine. I'm Jeff, your host. Pre-recorded, of course, in the basement here at the Sunset Saloon and enjoying some great music. And I'm glad there's not a frickin' blizzard this weekend, because there was last weekend, and that kind of stunk. But it's looking good now. I mean, on the day this premieres, it looks like there might be a little snow, but you know, I think we're not into blizzard territory again, which is good. Anyways, so we're hanging out here and having some fun. If there's something you got to say, something you want to hear on the program or whatever, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson, and here talking to myself, also Jeff Robson. This weekend marks the fifth anniversary of the last shows of one of my favorite bands of all time. And one of the true blessings of my life is that, and there have been many, is that I got to be there for these shows. And it was so sad and difficult, but what a celebration and what a way to go out, I guess. And yeah, 5 years. Hard to believe already. Went to Vancouver to see Spirit of the West, featuring John Mann, of course. And John Mann passed away not too long ago and left us with a lot of great music and a lot of great memories. I got this email out of the blue this week from Tobin Frank, who has been the bass player in Spirit of the West for a whole bunch of years now, after Linda McCrae. And he said that he was putting together a little video and he was looking for some live footage and noticed that I had some and asked if I would mind if he used it. I don't know. It always makes me laugh. Like, you know, why would I mind? It's like, I recorded your show without your permission. Do you have permission to use that? I would think that would be kind of the default, but nice of him to ask and nice of him to include my perspective on this particular show. So I encourage you to look this up on the YouTube. Look for Tobin Frank. And I'll play you the live version just because it's so amazing. And what an all-star thing it was. It was like Spirit of the West. Their kids were there. Kendall Carson, Dustin Bentall, Barney Bentall, Jay Knudsen, Stephen Page, Jim Cuddy, The Odds. It was unbelievable. The stage is packed. You got to see the video to believe it.
Being put right down by myself and not being what you thought you had found. Pulled hard in two directions by a desire to learn and my old affections. When I tried to share my world with you, you could not seem to tolerate the people I had grown to love. They shrank under your scrutiny, became the ones you'd hate. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Every little thing, with you and me have to be so political. Every little word, every little look, every little sigh, every little phrase put me deeper in your doghouse. You let me out to run across your world. I ran into a wall. You told me I built it, then you reel me in, ream me out, pick me up, push me out again, and then repeat it. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Every little thing with you and me have to be so political. Everything, everything with you and me was too busy tripping on my tongue to try and stand my ground. And I can still see myself crying in your lap, asking you, are you happy with the man you have found? Everything, everything with you.
Off you there from Spirit of the West. What a great, 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 great band they were. We had good times, many good times with Spirit of the West, that's for sure. Many great shows and many great songs. That was from Faith Lift, I guess their most, their biggest selling record, I guess we'd say. Sadness Grows there. Before that, Political, one of the greatest Canadian songs ever. If you're making your list of perfect songs written in this country, that had better be on it. It's just a wonderful thing from Labor Day. And The Crawl off the top, a live recording from their final shows in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom, which this joker was lucky enough to be able to attend. And what a time it was. Since we're celebrating, I guess, different things, let's celebrate some birthdays. I don't know if I ever noticed this before or if I just, you know, forgot that I noticed this every year. That's entirely possible, actually. But Thursday, two of our all-time favorites here on the program celebrate a birthday on the same damn day. It's remarkable. And, well, we got to play some music from them both. We'll start off here with, I think, the younger of the two by a hair. He looks older, though. I don't mind saying that. He definitely looks older of the two. But what a great guy. What a great songwriter. Man, oh, man. We'll say our happy birthdays to our friend, the wonderful Dave McKeithern of the Warped 45s on Thursday.
Now, oh, bring on that new changes, and the drinks have dried to dust in every stein. And now the rodents gnaw within my walls. Some of these bees, they are children.
Dave McKeithrin, so good, so good. That's from the amazing package. If you've never seen this thing, just go and order it now. And if for some reason you don't love it, I'll give you your money back. As a matter of fact, I think I have an extra copy here somewhere. That record was called Abandoned Companions and the Abandoned Companions Companion Piece, which maybe had something to do with the fact that nobody ever heard that record. No, more people should hear it, I guess is the way I should put it. I love that record. It's so cool. It's like this leather book, I guess, hand branded, And it's just a crazy thing with these cloth inserts, and like it's a crazy package. You should get in touch with Dave and see if he still has any, because they're marvelous. As are the records by the Warped 45s. Now, if you're gonna break up your band, which he didn't really intend to do, he didn't really want to do, going out on top is not such a bad thing. And their record, Matador Sunset, I mean, that would have been hard to top. Kind of sad that I may never find out. We heard Pale Horse off Matador Sunset. Still a tremendous record. As is the one before that, 10-Day Poem for Saskatchewan. We heard Bring On That New Depression. And happy birthday to our pal Dave coming up on Thursday. And also the same day, perhaps my favorite human voice, other than my own, of course. Certainly the voice we've heard more on this show than any other, and I do not feel bad about that at all. As a matter of fact, I want to hear it more. Celebrate the immense talent, the generosity, the kindness, the wonderful spirit of the beautiful and talented Carrie Latimer. Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Closer. knows well that I stand guard over the field. Cat with care and profile strong, I feel a podium under my feet. Pin me up and shake my palm, I feel a podium.
Thank you. Western. They said to get your suitcase packed. It is splitting at the seams. It is splitting at the seams.
Couple there, dreamy songs from Leaf Rapids. That's from the latest Citizen Alien. Love that. I was wearing my Citizen Alien shirt yesterday. I love that shirt. It's a good shirt. If you don't have a Citizen Alien shirt, you should get one. And that record. And, you know, if you look it up on YouTube, you might just see me and Jeremy in the video. I think I'd pay Jeremy to be in that video. I think I paid him $5 or something like that. I'm quite sure that that would be a little bit more difficult now. We heard something from the Leaf Rapids' first record, Lucky Stars, April, in there, and a couple from, I'm just going to say it, the best band of all time. There's really nobody else. Scarecrow from Nathan from Key Principles, and Measure Me from Stranger, and I have so many Nathan CDs here. I bought a whole bunch from Carrie at a house concert once, and I planned to take them to Europe and introduce Nathan. I was going to spread the word about Nathan through Europe and get them famous in Europe, and then make them have a comeback and a reunion tour and everything. But I haven't been to Europe since, so if you need a Nathan CD, I could probably hook you up. Just let me know. Hopefully we'll invade Europe with the Nathan records next year. You know what? Here on the streams this week, here's one that's coming up starting on Saturday. Every third Saturday, I think it's 3 o'clock here. No, it's not. It would be, I'm so bad at time zones. I think it would be 5 o'clock here. I'm going to have to change that. 5 o'clock here. John Ward Hanum's Herd Immunity. He's doing these live streams, 5 songs from each of his records, every third Saturday, a different record. This week, it's his debut, Pocket Full of Holes. And that reminds me of the first time I ever saw and heard John Ward Hanum was actually live on UMFM. Our friend Dave Lang brought John to town and brought John into the studio with him. And I think John played this song and I was an instant fan for life. So this is from that first record, John Wart Hanum. Hopefully we'll hear this one on Saturday on the streams.
This land soaks into your skin, settles somewhere deep within, like hard rain from above. Son, I cannot tell a lie, but just between you and I, she's got a hold stronger than any woman's love. And I've seen years with no rain, and I've seen years when the summers brought hail, and I've seen years when the wind was blowing hard from dawn to dusk, blew my pastures into dust. But I wouldn't train one single day, spend my time any other way, any other way. I was young, didn't know enough, when I rode to Scotchman's Bluff with my Emily. Now who kissed who I don't recall, but I married her that very fall. Seven kids in all she gave to me. And I've seen good times roll, and I've seen bad times take their toll, and I've seen times when everything was so damn hard that it could just take a man from boom to bust. But I wouldn't trade one single day, spend my time any other way. And I first rode when I was four, I don't ride much anymore, and my old felt hat looks tired. But old cowboys don't die, son, they just put their eye on the setting sun, and they ride out one last time, ride out one last time. One last time. Oh, I've seen the seasons change out here on the range. I thought of leaving, but there's no point in trying. She's been my lady, she's been my lady for some time.
When you lay my body down, we'll put it in the prairie ground, somewhere deep inside. And I've seen days when I thought I've come far, and I've seen days when that all fell apart, and I've seen days when I thought that everything was so unjust. I made a fist and I yelled a cuss, but I wouldn't trade one single day, spend my time any other anymore, and my old felt hat looks tired. But old cowboys don't die, so they just put their eye on the setting sun, and they ride out one last time, they ride out one last time, one last time.
Oh, where does the time go? I can't believe it. I was going to play you something from Dave Lang in there, but we're running out of time. I got a couple more things I want to do. Scotsman's Bluff there from John Wart Hanum. Tune in on Saturday at 5, I think, 4 Mountain Time. I think that's 5. I don't know. Shelly will tell me for sure. That should be fun. Anyways, gotta drop a quick mention to my other show with a logo designed by Carrie Latimer. Fly With Your Shadow. Check out flywithyourshadow.com. Had a fun episode this week with Bryce Thomas, who we're going to hear right away. And I was going to try to keep secret who was coming up next week, but I realized I can't keep secrets. I'm super excited about next week. And I'll tell you the song that we're going to spend most, I'll play you the song that we're going to spend most of our time talking about. I can't wait. Oh man, I can't wait for that one. It's going to be so good next week. But first, something from this week's guest, Bryce Thomas.
Dance all around, make the strangest of sounds in my head. Many more years have now passed. I'm sitting at home looking at perpetual motion machines dancing round our big bed. What have we done? I said. Water stream that would carry both sides of my Gemini heart to the sea. Now many more years are now gone, and instead of an ark, I set sail in a song, and the floodwaters rush from your heart, and they lifted me high. When will this end? I cry. Love.
shy, and he was a cool kid. My best friend asked him to ask me to dance. He said I can't, she's too fat, and he just laughed. I pretended not to cry by the free throw.
Coming up Friday on Fly With Your Shadow, check out flywithyourshadow.com. Stephanie Lamring will tell you all about that song, and it'll break your heart. It'll teach you so much. It's exactly what I wanted that show to be all about. I love this episode. I can't wait for it. Check out Bryce Thomas while you're there. We heard Perpetual Motion Machines from his album Across the Narrow Seas. We got to go. Tell the band to go home. We'll return next week. Check out telltheband2gohome.com and stay tuned here to UMFM. Thanks, everybody.